Now, friends, we come to the 14th chapter of John, and we are trotting today on the top of mountain peaks that are high in the sky, let me tell you. And again, I must say, I feel totally inadequate for this section of the Gospel of John. Now, we saw last time that the Lord Jesus has announced to Simon Peter, after he made the statement he is willing to lay down his life for the Lord's sake, that he would that very night deny him three times by the time that the rooster crowed in the morning. Well, friends, the rooster crowed that morning, and Simon Peter had denied the Lord three times. Now, there is a chapter break here, which I think is rather unfortunate, because our Lord is still speaking to Simon Peter here at the very beginning. And this has been a great comfort to God's people down through the years. In fact, we've called it the most familiar chapter. And the reason that I do that was that years ago, right here in Pasadena, where our headquarters is now, I had a radio program, and on that program, I suggested that people submit their favorite chapter of the Bible, and then we'd run a series of messages on the radio on the favorite chapters of the Bible. Well, I expected John 14 to receive some attention, but nothing like it did receive. Fact of the matter is, more people sent in John 14 than the rest of the Bible put together. And that sent me back to this chapter to look at it afresh and anew, though it seemed to be very familiar. May I say to you that this was given to a man in the time of an emergency, in the time of a crisis, and it was given to him to tide him over. It was given to him to bring him through that dark night of denial and bring him back into a right relationship with God. And it was given to comfort him. And this chapter has cushioned the shock for multitudes of people from that day right down to the present hour. Now, will you notice what he says? He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Now, this is a clear-cut statement of our Lord that he's God. I know that there was here in Southern California a theology professor who made the statement that Jesus never did teach his deity. Well, I offered to take him to lunch and to point out at least 15 passages, and there are more than that, by the way, but I'd point out 15 for a starter for him, and I'd even pay for his lunch. And that, for me, was quite a step, you see. But nevertheless, he didn't accept it. But the fact of the matter is that here is one of the many statements. I would like to ask a question of anyone that would make a statement that Jesus never taught his deity. I'd like to know what he's saying here in this first verse, if he's not making himself equal with God. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And friends, this makes something else very clear. And it makes it clear that if you just believe in God, that just means one thing: you're not an atheist. But to be a Christian means to have a personal faith and trust in Christ.